the nozzle stopped hissing. A whir sounded overhead, and the purple glow of a disinfection lamp shone through his closed eyelids. O'Holly laid her hand on Han's shoulder. He could feel her touch growing warm and soft as she called on the Force, trying to soothe him.
"What Bardoon and I felt only suggests what the Krefs believed," she said. "They could easily have been mistaken."
Han knew better than that. A Kalumai lie? Sure. But make a mistake? Not real likely. He shook his head.
"Kalumai don't make that kind of mistake."
The purple glow faded, and Han opened his eyes. O'Holly was standing between him and Bardoon, her blaster rifle held at port arms across her chest. The emitter nozzle might not have been aimed at Bardoon's head, but it was pointed in that direction.
"Everybody makes mistakes, Captain Solo," O'Holly said. "You must believe that. If you give up on Leia now, the Krefts have already won."
As much as Han wanted to believe the Duros, he wasn't sure he could do it anymore. The Krefts had outplayed him too many times. They'd shaved his head and stuck probes in his brain, and they'd shocked him until he had a permanent headache and a tremor in his left hand. But that was nothing compared to this, to taking Leia.
"If you think I'm giving up," Han said, "you're dead wrong."
Now we wanted blood. Purple Kalumai blood.
"I'm not giving up. In fact, I'm just getting started."
"Captain Solo!"
O'Holly hit Han in the gut with the butt of her blaster rifle.
"Han, you must see what Bardoon is doing."
"Yeah, I see."
Han glanced over at Bardoon, who was watching the exchange with a confident smirk.
"He's using me to settle his score with the Krefts. So what?"
"He's using you to feed his dark side power," she said. "Don't you see that? He needs your rage."
Han scowled.
"Fine,"
he said.
"I hope he puts it to good use. As long as the Krefts pay, I'm good with that."
The inner hatch hissed open, revealing the lab beyond. Roughly 12 meters square, the room was divided into a half dozen aisles, each lined with a row of tall, upright vats resembling Bacta tanks. The sides of the vats were opaque, but the front panels were curved and transparent.
"The Nargons will be after us again soon,"
Bardoon said.
"And this time, more will come."
Motioning his companions to follow, Bardoon left the airlock and started toward the left wall of the lab. O'Holly blocked Han's way. He rolled his eyes and gently pushed her aside, then stepped past her.
"Captain Solo, please, don't do this," she said to his back. "You may be happy to die here, but I am not."
Her plea hit home. Han realized he was doing it again, running off half-cocked, not thinking about the consequences to himself or anyone else. If he wanted to beat the Krefts, he had to stay sharp. He needed to think. Finally, Han nodded.
"Whatever happens, don't let me get in your way."
He glanced back at her.
"If you see a chance to run, you take it."
"Without you, Captain?"
Han raised a hand to stop her.
"Look, one of us has to take a shot at stopping these guys now, before things really get out of hand. That's me."
He pointed at himself.
"And one of us needs to get back to the Jedi Council to report."
He pointed at her.
"That's you,